This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Lady Gaga. Now, as you know,
she's been a bit quiet lately.
Well, she's been doing the jazzy sort of stuff and that sort of thing, which I'm not a big fan of. I've got to admit it.
No?
No.
No?
No, don't like it.
Not going to see a Gaga jazz concert?
No. Have I said no enough?
But David Moyles just come through the door.
Yeah. I know. He was squealing and screaming, but I said no. I said no.
No jazz?
No. No. And you know who else she said no to?
Who?
Her fiancé.
What, the one that she had sex with and took photos of and stuff?
Yes, in paint.
Yes.
They've broken up. The Actifier man. They are taking a break.
Oh, Lady Gaga
and Taylor Kinney are on a break at the moment.
Oh.
Things haven't been going well. They're still soulmates.
Are they still?
And they still really love each other.
Yeah.
They're just not getting married at the moment.
Just really don't like each other.
I just don't want to live with you. And I want you in a different country, you know, sort of thing. So they're having a bit of a break.
Okay.
But Gaga has asked her fans to root for her.
Okay.
Boys, root for Gaga. Quick.
Root with?
Well, she didn't mention who you have to root. But it is American and they have a different, you know.
Oh, do they? Oh,
yeah, apparently they use it as barrack.
Oh.
You know, whereas anyway. Right, so they're taking a break, but they're hoping to get back together at some point. Luckily, though, Lady Gaga just got her driver's license, so she doesn't have to rely on her now former fiancé to drive her around. And she has already been booked once by the coppers.
For speeding.
Well, we don't know what, but she was pulled over and the copper was writing a ticket out for her.
Oh, right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Take a taxi next time, Gaga.
Get on that telephone. And just dance. But use that poker face when dealing with the...
See, those 6 years have not gone to waste, have they, Chris?
What's the big thing about her engagement?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a bad romance.
Correct.
Brandy.
Brandy.
The singer, not the drink.
Got it.
But she may have turned to the latter occasionally.
That'd be a great advertising campaign.
Brandy drinking brandy.
The brandy branded brandy.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to bother signing her. Brandy has popped her head up and complained because she has actually got a record deal. I know. Who knew? But she has compared her record contract to slavery and says, I want out of this terrible, terrible deal.
She's been in the business for long enough that she should have been able to check her record contract before she signed.
Now, she's saying her contract she signed with Chameleon Entertainment is like a ball and chain, and she has filed a lawsuit to break those shackles.
Yeah.
That's another song. Mm. Now, she has claimed, but this is what she's saying. Now, she has claimed in her lawsuit, they promised her big bucks to help with production of a new album, but it hasn't happened. So in her lawsuit, she now wants out. Her lawyer says, Brandy's story is like Kesha, but without the sex.
Oh, dear.
And that's literally what he said.
That's not funny.
I know. So we're seeing how that goes. But then... just to add to it, the record company piped up and fired back.
Oh, the Chameleon Entertainment.
And here's their quote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're washed up. Don't blame us. Here endeth the lesson.
In the studio now, we actually have a very special guest.
Hang on. You mean she's got a voice?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She can speak?
Actually, I need that reverb again. It's Master Blaster. Hello, Madeline. It's Master Blaster podcaster.
Hi,
Madeline.
Guys.
Welcome
She's
to the
real.
Studio.
I'm real, and it's very strange podcasting your show while listening to your show in the studio.
And then we will be expecting you to podcast yourself at the end of this show.
Oh, no, see, the advantage of all my power.
Oh, all right, Chris, can you podcast this?
All right, yes. You've been our podcaster for about 4 or 5 months
yes,
now?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, which is fantastic because we actually didn't have a podcaster before you came on board.
You guys somehow are at the bottom of the list. I don't know who you
We offended everybody. Yeah. And nobody would work with us. Yeah, so it was fine.
Something like that, yes.
And can I just say it's been such an education because I don't know anything about the Kardashians or Lindsay Lohan or Miley Cyrus.
And now and you now. Do.
Excellent, excellent.
So all the useful bits of my memory have now been taken over with pop culture. So
yes.
Thanks, guys.
My job here is complete. Thank you.
Now, apart from podcasting us, you've done other things here at the station.
Yeah, I was working on Her Voice for a while, which was a couple of grids ago.
Yep.
I did a little bit of lesbian broadcasting. And I did a little bit of World Wide Wave, bits and pieces. So I've been around for about a year, maybe 18 months.
Fantastic.
Around the traps.
Any plans to go back on air in on a regular basis at this stage?
If the offer's right.
Oh, right.
She's fielding offers at the moment. No contract has been signed.
No, right,
yet.
All right.
I'm being discerning.
It's a good way to be. We should have
never take the first offer. Yeah. I did.
Yeah. Look what happens.
I know.
Stuck with them for years.
14 years later.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry, you're still here.
I'm still in the room. we just wanted to get you in for our sixth anniversary special and say thank you for coming on board.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Look, according to the stats, people actually listen to the podcast
as
well.
Who are you people out there?
So it's amazing that your work does get appreciated. We certainly appreciate it.
Great. I'm glad. And look, can I just, anyone who's out there, you'll notice that there's some photos that go up with the podcasts. And sometimes they're contemporary photos with guests, and sometimes they're throwback photos from the 70s with these two handsome men looking like babies.
Yes. That's right. She's calling us throwbacks now. Thank you.
No, give me a microphone. You'll regret it.
And the reason for that is we probably need an on-staff photographer because I forget to take photos during the show.
Anyone would like to apply for the job.
Yes. You want to just come in on a Thursday to take silly photos of us every week.
Yes. But the pay rate is brilliant.
It's a double what I get.
No. No, it's half.
Oh, half.
Half of nothing is what?
Nothing.
That's right.
Oh, smart as well.
I know.
Madeline, look, I think you should definitely be getting a new show on air.
Well,
I don't
watch out, ladies.
I don't know how I can say that. I have no...
You've got no actual power.
No power whatsoever.
No, it's been lovely sort of being around the Joy crew and podcasting and being able to come in here and just... touch base and hear your voices in my ears regularly.
Amazing.
It's a blessing.
Do you have to do much? You have to do a lot of cleaning up of
us. Look, you know, you give me very good notes. and you guys, look, it's a pleasure to podcast. I get to learn all this stuff, and sometimes I sit and listen to the songs as I go through.
See, 2.5 hours becomes 4 minutes. Brilliant.
How does that happen?
Brilliant.
Quality. Madeline, thanks again. It's wonderful having you on board, and
thanks
for coming in today to help us celebrate.
Absolute pleasure. Congratulations. It's a massive achievement.
And don't leave us.
Don't leave us.
I won't.
Now, rumour has it. Yes. Zayn Malik. Remember him?
Former One Directioner.
I know.
Had a massive first single. And a mediocre second single.
And looks like crap these days.
Does he?
Yes.
I haven't seen any pictures recently.
Yeah, I saw one. Not looking good.
Because, you know, that Pillow Talk video, I tell you, has kept many a boy awake.
Bit of Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of biting. Anyway, Zayn has given an interview to The Sun newspaper in the UK.
Right.
And after this interview, I'm guessing that the rest of One Direction are probably sitting there thinking, whew, thank God that's gone.
Why? What has he said now?
Zayn was talking about, you know, his time with One Direction and why he decided it was time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said. When it was time to go, apparently an alien spoke to him in a dream and told him it was time to leave One Direction. Yes, that's right. I'm not sure that's the right one. It's more sort of... That's right. An alien told him to leave One Direction and go out on a solo career. E.T. popped into his dreams. Or was it Tom Cruise? I'm not sure which one. Thank you. That's enough sound effects. Well, so an alien told him to leave One Direction and go off and do his own thing. And
yes.
The rest of One Direction popped up and said, so long, farewell. Off we to say good night.
I know you said no more.
That's pretty much dedicated to Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
And his current career status.
Although he does have a new single. He's teamed up with British DJ production duo Snake Hips. It's come out this week.
Hang on. Snake Hips?
Snake Hips.
They don't lie.
No.
CNC Drumming Factory presents the weekly world news headlines, the world's only reliable news.
The world's conspiracy theorists are celebrating today. Yes, it's 47 years since the first claim that the moon landings were nothing more than an elaborate ruse. Just hours after the pictures of Neil Armstrong's giant lunar step were allegedly beamed back to Earth, the first publicly recognised theory of a fake moon landing appeared. Chuck Williams of Connecticut, a borderline simpleton, told his local paper at the time that he didn't believe that he'd been up there because apparently, it's bloody miles away, isn't it? And we should have been able to see them, shouldn't we? Williams' theory led to the birth of a sizable conspiracy theory movement, which is live and well today, and now celebrates the first theory from 47 years ago. Mr. Williams was the first person to open our eyes to the clearly elaborate scam perpetuated on the people of the Earth. That word, again, perpetuated. Since then, we've come up with hundreds of other barely plausible theories about why a moon landing will be impractical, theories which sort of make Mr. Williams' comments look a little ridiculous, but he's still definitely worth celebrating. When we finally get up there and find out it's made of cheese, you science people are going to look really stupid. In a major step forward, Google has successfully taught their prototype self-driving car to understand several common road hand signals, including wanker, knob head, and swivel on this. The breakthrough is an essential piece of progress in ensuring that the car can understand the intentions of other road users, such as cyclists, cab drivers, and truck drivers. It's important for safety reasons that the self-driving car understands the intentions and communications of other road users, programmer Simon Williams told us. There's a clear difference between a short, vigorous jerking motion of a loosely gripped fist and a long, slow knob head gesture from just above the eyes. We've also managed to get the car to understand what the letter L means in the context of being made with finger and thumb to the forehead. It's vital the car knows the contextual road use things and decides whether it's going to ram you or not.
You're an idiot.
That was the weekly world news, your only reliable news.
Yes.
Now, there's another vault opening. Now, you know Prince's vault has been opened and they're going to see what's in there. You know Michael Jackson's family has raided his vault and thrown any old crap out from that was in there. Well, it turns out Michael Hutchence had a vault.
Had a vault?
Yes.
And it's amazing that it took 30 years to discover that that vault.
They probably had no idea it was even there.
Yeah.
So it is now being opened as part of a documentary that will be shown next year. It's a bit like that Geraldo thing where he opened that safe from the
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Oh, Geraldo, he opened a safe from the Titanic and there was not a damn thing in it.
Who?
Oh, good God. Geraldo. You do your research on old people.
No, that's your job.
Anyway, they're going to open it up, and apparently it's got some unreleased music in there. I have a feeling. Now, I don't know about you, but they said, here's the quote to tell you how, the quality of what's in there. Apparently, there are 15 songs that have not been released that were in the vault.
From Michael Hutchence.
Or the drawer or the shoebox, whatever.
From Michael Hutchence.
And then the people doing the show continued on from there with their, I think the quote that says it all. At least five songs are brilliant. In other words, the rest is crap.
And these are songs he didn't want to release at all.
No. So there's 10 pieces of, crap.
I was just thinking that, I know that a lot of people hold INXS and Michael Hutchence's music in high regard. I'm not one of those people. And so I'm thinking,
I have a feeling this will crush what is left of his reputation.
Oh, dear.
5 out of 15. Sounds like an album.
Maybe they'll call it that.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I need an honest answer.
Minion, it's your job.
Okay.
Right, because Chris isn't honest. No. Now, How much would you expect to pay for a pair of used celebrity or a used celebrity jock strap?
Oh, me need to pay heaps.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. He'd put it on his head.
$100.
Well, hang on. Should I tell you who the celebrity is first?
Well, that might make a difference.
If it's Zac Efron.
Probably $1,000.
Yep, straight on the head. Chris?
Well, does he come with them?
No, apparently not. He doesn't come with them.
All right.
What he does in his private time, I don't know.
$5.
Dollars? Well, Minion's more in the running, right. But even Minion would not get Zac Efron's used jock strap, which was described as coming complete with dirt stains. $1,750 it went for.
How much?
$1,750 is what somebody spent on Zac Efron's used underwear.
Oh my God.
No Zac Efron included.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I know. Minion's off now to eBay to find some just random ones to put on his head.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.